My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Craig on this Saturday, 27th day of July. Haven't talked to Joe in a little bit. Just bring him on. We might have him wear three hats. He's going to get his thoughts on, well, we can start with the Braves and what's going on with them. But I don't know how much of a response Joe's going to have with that.
His mother
told him something one day. What was that, Joe? And Joe Patrick, good morning.
Thanks. Morning, man.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, she told me if I don't have anything nice to say, I probably shouldn't say anything at all, which makes me think that I shouldn't be talking about the Braves right now.
But, all right.
We'll see what we do.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we really want to know what's going on in your thoughts with Atlanta United.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough. And listen, they're still shorthanded. They still have not been able to get in the players that are, you know, of the requisite quality to properly replace guys like Thiago Almada and Yorgos Giakoumakis who have left. That doesn't mean they're not going to replace them. They absolutely will. It looks like they're on track to sign a player from Atalanta, which is in Italy, an Italian team, the Italian team that won the Europa League last year, and one of their key contributors. So he should be a player that provides a lot of quality that this team needs right now. And then they're also looking for a striker. So we'll see if these players come in. But right now, this team is just still kind of struggling. You know, they look like a team playing under an interim coach. And, you just hope that they can kind of catch fire if they get some of these new pieces in that can kind of give a new wrinkle to their game on the field and hopefully give them a boost in the locker room as well. But right now it's a struggle. Yeah. They need this, they're playing this League Cup right now. And so if they do go out of it, they'll have a few weeks to really just buckle down on the training ground and get themselves ready to go for the stretch run of MLS play to get themselves in the playoffs.
Last night, a 3-3 draw, but they lose on penalty kicks. And at least they get a point from that. At least that's a step in the right direction. Joe, I saw you a couple of days ago, the start of camp for the Falcons. And we get there, and on the very first day, coach is a little coy about whether or not we're going to get to see Kirk Cousins. And then Kirk Cousins comes up and says, I'm not playing. Does the left foot know what the right foot stepping in? What's your thoughts about that?
Do not tell Kirk Cousins your secrets because he will loose lips on that guy.
Hey, hang on. Wait. Breaking news, Joe. That comment that you just threw out there, you made Sam do a spit take.
Man.
It's true, though. This guy is on his Abe, man.
I mean, they can't say, Kirk, come in. This is what we're going to say today. Man, and let him know,
Because
this guy goes out and just says stuff.
That was a good line, Joe. That was a good line. You know, two drink minimum. That was good.
It was funny to hear afterwards, because I'm sure I wasn't the only media member who immediately, when Kirk said, you know, I'm not going to be playing, I asked Raheem, he said no. I just immediately thought back to what Raheem had told us 2 hours ago, which is, you know, we'll see. We haven't made that decision yet. We'll see when we get there. And frankly, honestly, I don't see why it matters to just say, if that's the plan, to not play him. I don't see why it matters to not just say it, other than maybe he doesn't want the follow-up questions that are going to come on from that. But he's, I think it makes total sense, honestly, and I never figured that he would start in preseason.
Yeah, well, you wonder, because you want the person to be ready to go when the season begins, and that gets into this whole quandary about what you go through, this exercise we call training camp now. You know, the contact that's made, the little of contact that's made, and coach says he wants to gradually build it up. You know, you hope that works. And because other camps are doing the same thing, that bottom line is to keep these guys in the bubble wrap, kind of, to get you to opening day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, it's a punishing sport, right? Like, you see it. When you go into the locker room after an NFL game, I mean, these guys are beat up, and they're certainly like that after practices too. So it is a stark departure from what this team was doing last year under Arthur Smith. You know, like, last year they had 5 more practices in general, just practices that they were conducting during the same time period. And, you know, they were coming out. I don't think they were in full. They were not in full pads. They're not allowed to be in full pads on the first practice. But I remember that first practice. It was, you know, intense and competitive. And, you know, Arthur Smith always had this kind of competitive period where the same Drake song would play and guys would get kind of juiced and they would have one-on-ones, even if they weren't in pads. And they're just in that kind of thing now. It's a lot more, you can tell that they have a lot more work they have to do in terms of getting stuff in, installing this new offense for these guys. And it's just a lot more kind of technical is kind of the way that I would describe how the practices are, as opposed to like an emotional kind of thing like they were with Arthur Smith. So, but, you know, it seems like they're doing very well. And Kirk Cousins is honestly, he and Michael Penix both yesterday shone really brightly in their first times to kind of throw the ball around. So it was exciting to see.
In your years following these guys, how much time have you spent watching what the special teams are doing?
You know, I've never been more interested than this year, right? Because of that new kickoff rule. Raheem Morris even said that, you know, it's not the point of training camp where you would normally be working on kickoff and kick return. But because this play is so important now, and we expect there to be I expect there to be more kickoff returns than there ever have been. I just think that, you know, it's going to be, teams are going to have difficulty adjusting. I think more on the defensive side in terms of like, how do you actually corral these guys? But yeah, I mean, they've been working on that both of these first couple of days, and, you know, that's a departure and just shows how important that's going to be. And there are certainly lots of contenders for who are going to be the kick returners for this team this year. And what, you know, I would expect the Falcons kick returner could easily, could very well have a couple kick returns for touchdowns this year. I would expect most teams around the league will have a returner that, that returns one for a touchdown at least.
This guy, Sam, and Dylan Matthews, will be at Falcons training camp tomorrow.
Yeah.
They will be there. They horn in on our show. They got an hour in our show. At 9 o'clock they get started out there. 9 to 12, but it'll be at the Ticketmaster Studios tomorrow. What are you guys going to be talking about? Where are you going to be focusing tomorrow?
We're going to be talking about everything that's happened so far to this point. And then also, I don't know exactly what we're going to be talking about because we get another practice tonight at Secondary High School. We're excited to get over there, kind of check things out. First practice for the players in front of all the fans over there in Buford. And so that should be a fun time, and I'm sure it won't leave us short of anything else to talk about during the 9 to 12 hours tomorrow. So looking forward to it.
Did you catch that little
sarcasm
in his voice there? At what point during training camp do you start seeing some stuff, Joe? For you cover this. At what point, as you approach the end of it, you talk about the preseason games and all that, at what point, though, 2 weeks, 1 week, a month, whatever into it, do you start seeing some stuff where you go, this is looking good. Oh, this is coming together.
I mean, I'm already, like, even just yesterday's practice, it is a different offense, and it's a fun offense, and it's fun to see how these players are incorporating and kind of implementing themselves into it. And so that's really what I'm looking at, just seeing more how it unfolds on the defensive side as well. And on defense, they're changing the scheme up from what they used to be, and how could that affect different players? Troy Anderson, D'Angelo Malone, like some of these guys, who might fit better into a 3-4 scheme like they were drafted into when Dean Pease was here. So there's a lot to look into and players to kind of dig into and what their futures might be this year. So I'm looking forward to doing that with Dylan tomorrow morning.
All right, listen, man, we're going to deputize you. We did this earlier with Megan, deputized her for our Olympic correspondent. We're going to talk to some other folks, and we're going to hear some sound. But since you join us wearing multiple hats, we're going to deputize you, which means we're going to talk to you every weekend leading up to the season. Do you mind?
I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. That is Joe Patrick. And, of course, he's got the Atlanta United hat. And maybe, just maybe, the Braves will turn the corner and he'll have nice things to say about him so his mother won't yell at him.
Don't forget, he is social. You always find him at J.A. Patrick 200, J.A. Patrick 200.
That is Mr. Joe Patrick. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Joe Patrick.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about everything that's happened so far to this point. And then also, I don't know exactly what we're going to be talking about because we get another practice tonight at Secondary High School. We're excited to get over there, kind of check things out. First practice for the players in front of all the fans over there in Buford. And so that should be a fun time, and I'm sure it won't leave us short of anything else to talk about during the 9 to 12 hours tomorrow. So looking forward to it.
Did you catch that little sarcasm in his voice there? At what point during training camp do you start seeing some stuff, Joe? For you cover this. At what point, as you approach the end of it, you talk about the preseason games and all that. At what point, though, 2 weeks, 1 week, a month, whatever into it, do you start seeing some stuff where you go, this is looking good. Oh, this is coming together.
I mean, I'm already, like, even just yesterday's practice, it is a different offense, and it's a fun offense, and it's fun to see how these players are incorporating and kind of implementing themselves into it. And so that's really what I'm looking at, just seeing more how it unfolds on the defensive side as well. They're changing the scheme up from what they used to be, and how could that affect different players? Troy Anderson, D'Angelo Malone, like some of these guys, who might fit better into a 3-4 scheme like they were drafted into when Dean Pease was here. So there's a lot to look into and players to kind of dig into and what their futures might be this year. So I'm looking forward to doing that with Dylan tomorrow morning.
All right, listen, man, we're going to deputize you. We did this earlier with Megan, deputized her for our Olympic correspondent. We're going to talk to some other folks, and we're going to hear some sound. But since you join us wearing multiple hats, we're going to deputize you, which means we're going to talk to you every weekend leading up to the season. Do you mind?
I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. That is Joe Patrick. And, of course, he's got the Atlanta United hat. And maybe, just maybe, the Braves will turn the corner and he'll have nice things to say about him so his mother won't yell at him.
Don't forget, he is social. You always find him at J.A. Patrick 200, J.A. Patrick 200.
That is Mr. Joe Patrick. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Joe Patrick.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.